You are tuned to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham here with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hello, Casey.
Hello, I'm back.
Well, Casey, it has been a tough year for the movie industry due to the coronavirus pandemic. Do you see a lot of new films being pushed back to 2021?
The list only seems to keep growing, Shalane. There has been Wonder Woman 1984 that's being perpetually pushed back, as well as the latest James Bond film, No Time to Die, and the horror suspense film, A Quiet Place 2. The list keeps building, but it's usually these very large-scale action films or epic genre film. There are certain films that benefit from the movie theater setting, having an enormous screen and creating a collective experience. That's one sad thing about the COVID pandemic as far as movies go. You're not part of an audience anymore when you're watching a movie, so you're not part of collective waves of laughter or gasps of shock and fear. So there's a big shift towards films comparatively more intimate and small scale, about relationships or romance, and not about wars or superheroes or large-scale action sequences.
Are there any movie releases coming out this week?
Yeah, there's some new releases. On Netflix, we have Bombay Rose, and on Amazon Prime, we have the music drama Sound of Metal. For holiday films, there is one that's a little different called Rare Export, a film from Finland that was released in 2010 that gives a different kind of fantasy look at Santa Claus.
Thank you so much for being here, Casey. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll be ready.